This Roto Report is brought to you by Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. Joining us once again on the Roto Report, our good buddy from FoxSportsOhio.com, Cavs beat writer, NBA beat writer, Sam Amico joins me. And Sam, since the last time we chatted on a podcast, something big has happened here in Cleveland. LeBron James said yes to the Cavaliers, so that is behind us. He is now a Cavalier. When you look back on it, how surprised are you that this happened, or should we have seen it coming with all the breadcrumbs that he left out for us over the years?
Well, I think hindsight is 20/20, so yeah, maybe we should have seen it coming, but I think you can't trust in those type of things, and Cleveland and the Cavaliers fans were guarded going into that decision, and rightfully so, because we all know as Clevelanders and Cleveland sports fans that we've been hurt before. So it was good that fans tempered their expectations on whether or not he would come back. Some just flat out said no way he's coming back because they didn't want to believe the other thing, because they knew if he didn't come back, the rug would get pulled back out from under him. So all of the reactions were understanding going into it. And you know, Kenny, I think we talked the night before. Was our last podcast was the night before, and we were both kind of up in the air, probably leaning a little bit, maybe slightly toward the Cavs, but I know I didn't really have a strong feel for it. So when he announced it, I was like, well, I knew it was going to be one place or the other, but this is still a great thing and still kind of surprising.
So LeBron James is back in the fold with the Cavaliers. Now the big question, the next thing that you and I and Bob Finan, who had the story today, and we'll get to that here in 1 second, is can they get Kevin Love to come play with LeBron James, and what do they have to give up in order to get Minnesota to trade Kevin Love to Cleveland? For a while, it was being reported that the Cavaliers weren't going to budge on Andrew Wiggins, that they weren't going to give up the number one overall pick to get Kevin Love. Now our good buddy Bob Finan from the News Herald says in a story today that the Cavaliers have softened on their stance that they might be willing to give up Andrew Wiggins to get Kevin Love. So my question to you, my friend, is should they give up Andrew Wiggins if that's what it takes to get Kevin Love away from Minnesota?
Ultimately, yes. I think you have to. I don't want to do that. I'd be very torn. You know, if you're asking me my opinion, I wouldn't want to do that easily. And I think that the Cavaliers should hold out as long as they can, because I think eventually you're going to be able to soften that offer or their demands, I should say, the Timberwolves' demands for Andrew Wiggins, because as this goes on, the Timberwolves are going to get more desperate to move Kevin Love, because he's already indicated he's not going to sign an extension there, and they risk losing him for nothing. So, and here's the bottom line. Even if the Cavs don't give them Andrew Wiggins, they still could give them probably a better offer than anyone else out there can give them, because they could give them, and this is hypothetical, but, you know, they could give them Dion Waiters, Tristan Thompson, a couple of first-round picks. That's still better than what they're going to get right now from anybody else, including Golden State or Boston or some of those other teams who are interested. So, you know, if I'm the Cavs, I hold off on that as long as I can, because obviously a lineup with Andrew Wiggins and Kevin Love and obviously LeBron James and Kyrie Irving is better. Now, at some point, though, if the Timberwolves aren't going to bend, then, yeah, I would give up Andrew Wiggins, and I'd hate to do it. But, you know, to me, you've got a guy, Kevin Love, who's 26 points, 13 rebounds, three-time All-Star Olympian, former teammate of LeBron on the Olympics. Yeah, I just, at 25 years old, it's not like this guy's 30, you know. I mean, he's still a young guy, could still be productive for 10 years. I think, you know, if you get an assurance that he'll sign the extension and gun to your head, you got to do Wiggins, trade Wiggins, then yeah, I would do it.
All right. Two factors, I think, come into play here, and I want your input on this. If LeBron wants it done, does Griff and Dan Gilbert have to get it done? And do you only get it done, though, if he agrees to sign that extension?
Well, yeah, to answer those questions, yeah. I mean, if LeBron If LeBron, I think you do get LeBron's input on this. He's helping recruit. He's helping recruit Ray Allen and Mike Miller and even James Jones to a lesser degree. I think you ask for his input and you know, LeBron, what do you think gives us a better chance to win a title now and moving forward? You know, what do you think? It doesn't mean we're going to do it. We want to know. We would like to know what you think. And then if he says, you know, pull the trigger on this would be my opinion, I think his opinion deserves to be heard, you know, because he's changing the face of the franchise by himself. And I think that he's played in the league long enough. He's won a couple titles. He knows. And for the second part of your question, I'm sorry, Kenny, what it was about Love again?
The contract situation with Kevin Love.
Oh.
Would you only make the trade if he agrees to an extension?
Yeah, I would get an assurance that he's going to he agrees that he's going to sign that extension. Yeah, I think otherwise, you know, there's really no point in making the trade if he's going to walk away. You sure don't want to give up Andrew Wiggins for that. And you would think that he's not going to walk away with LeBron and Kyrie, you know, but you can't ever be sure. And I think that you need that assurance, especially if you're going to give up Andrew Wiggins, or even if you just give up Waiters and Thompson. You don't want to lose depth to do this without an assurance from Kevin Love that he's signing that extension.
All right, are you okay if he only gives you a one-year extension, which would take him out 2 years just like LeBron because of the TV contract that's coming up and the max deal? Are you all right if you get him for this coming season and he says, all right, I'll sign a one-year extension after that, so you've got me for 2 years for sure, just like LeBron James? Are you okay if he does that?
Well, you know, I'm still a little nervous about that, but I get that because a lot of the players, like you just mentioned, you're talking about the television deal here that the NBA is expecting to double their TV revenue, which is going to raise the salary cap, which will raise player salaries. And if that's explained to you in those terms, I think you take those risks, Kenny, because you have to consider yourself a front runner, not the front runner, but, you know, a front runner for a title within 2 years, not necessarily this next season, but the season after that, once these guys gel and Kyrie gets another year older, I think you're taking that risk a little bit because you see LeBron's doing it, and you know why LeBron is doing it. LeBron's doing it for the television revenue, and if Kevin Love explains that would be the reason he'd do it, I would be nervous about doing it, but I'd probably go ahead and do that because championships, we've seen it in Cleveland. They come, you know, how often do they come around? You've got to swing for the fences while that window is open.
Sam Amico is our guest from FoxSportsOhio.com, Cavs beat writer, NBA beat writer. And Sam, thinking out loud about Kevin Love, with LeBron, I felt he was coming back. I wasn't sure, and we've talked about that already here in the podcast. I wasn't 100% sure like Chris Sheridan, but I felt fairly confident that this, you know, the planets were aligning, and this was the right time for him to come back. I get a sense, and this is just my gut again, that if LeBron wants this to be done, it's going to get done. And I go back to when Griff, the general manager of the Cavaliers, David Griffin, said in his first press conference, this is going to be a monumental summer. And I go back and I keep hearing that, and all of a sudden I'm thinking, okay, Wiggins, Kyrie, LeBron, and to really, you know, put the cherry on top of the sundae, it would be Kevin Love coming here. So I just have this feeling that they're going to get it done because that window of opportunity, while we think there's a 4 or 5 year window maybe with LeBron James, still LeBron, he's been in the finals the last 4 years, right? So he wants to be there for the fifth consecutive year, and you better your chances of getting there, don't you, if you bring in Love, because as much as I like Wiggins, there is still a lot of room for him to grow, and it may take him 1, 2, maybe 3 years to get to that complete player. So don't you get a feeling that that clock is ticking and that the sooner they can get this done, they will?
Yeah, I would agree with you there. And I think that's part of what they're thinking. Obviously, they wouldn't be signing guys like Mike Miller and chasing Ray Allen if they didn't want to win now. And you're right,
right.
David Griffin is in a tricky predicament here, you know, with an owner, a star player. He's gotten everything he's asked for. One way I try to look at the Wiggins trade, if they do end up trading him, is, hey, look at it this way. The Cavs never really deserved that number one pick. It was a good pickle to be in. They deserve to be drafting, what, ninth? this year.
That's
they
a great
the...
Sam.
Yeah.
That is a great perspective. My gosh, I need to. I'm gonna go to sleep on that tonight, thinking that. So if I wake up tomorrow and they pull the trigger on a trade, because this could happen at any time, I will say, you know what? Sam Amico was absolutely great. They were supposed to be picking ninth, so they traded the ninth pick for Kevin Love, and I'll feel much better about it. Kudos to you, Sam Amico. That's why you're one of the best out there.
Hey, you know what, Kenny? It says right there on my Twitter profile, I majored in psychology. I know ways to make people feel better, and that's one way I really try to look at it. Is like, look, they should have been drafted, what, Nick Stauskas or whoever went ninth? And you got to look at it like that. Like, they lucked into getting the number one pick, so we debated over Wiggins or Jabari Parker, and then we were all stressed out about LeBron coming back. And now, look, you got the number one pick. You got Wiggins. You got LeBron. So there's really no reason to complain. If you go out and get Kevin Love, you just look at it like, look, we didn't deserve Wiggins anyway. We won the lottery by luck. We had a little bit of a chance. So if they do trade Wiggins, I think that's a good way for fans to comfort themselves. But I agree with you, Kenny. I think in the end that Kevin Love, I really do. And I'm not positive, but I feel strongly that he will be here. And I'm not sold on the idea just yet that they have to give up Andrew Wiggins to do it.
All right, so what do you have to give up? If it's not Wiggins, let's do two scenarios, okay, Sam? Let's say it is Wiggins first. First scenario is Wiggins. You got to give up Wiggins. What else do you have to give up then if you're willing to give up the first overall pick? Does that lessen the blow as to who else you have to give up if you give in to giving up Wiggins?
Yes, without question, the Cavs won't give them as much on the side if they give up Wiggins. Now, you know, they'll still probably give up. If they could do Wiggins and the two first-rouners, you know, you could do that and you throw in some other player, you know, end-of-the-bench guys. I don't know who those might be right now, you know, whether it's a Carrick Felix or somebody like that. If you have to throw that kind of stuff out there, you obviously have to clear some salary if you're going to bring in Kevin Love, because there's going to be ramifications here. You're going to have three max contract guys eventually in Kyrie, LeBron, and Love. So, you may have to throw in Tristan Thompson, you know, and that may be something Tristan Thompson would want. You know, he may not want to come off the bench behind Kevin Love. So I think that you can definitely lower what you would have to give up without question. And the Cavaliers will not give up as much in a deal if they're trading Wiggins as if they were not.
Let's say they get to keep Wiggins. What's the package have to be then in order to get Minnesota to bite, to take the bait, to make this trade?
I really believe it's either going to have to be, you know, and Minnesota right now is talking Wiggins, Tristan Thompson, and two first-round picks was the last that I heard what they were asking for, and the Cavs are saying that they're not going to get very far with that. So I believe it would have to be something like Deion Waiters, Tristan Thompson, and two first-rounders, or Deion and Anthony Bennett, two first-rounders. I believe that those two first-rounders, which aren't going to be that valuable if you're the Cavs, because you're winning now and all of a sudden you're drafting 27 to 30, you know, somewhere in that range, or 25 to 30, those first rounders are not going to be like you're clinging to them like the Cavs have the past 4 years. But I think it would be something along the lines of Deion Waiters, Tristan Thompson, and two first rounders. And I'll tell you what, Cavs wouldn't like that either, because they really like Waiters and they do like Tristan as well. So, but you can't go get Kevin Love for garbage. You have to give up quite a bit, because obviously the guy comes with a lot of credentials.
In order to get something, you got to give up something, and that's the situation the Cavs are in right now in debating whether or not to pull the trigger on this trade and what to give up. Do you think possibly we could get a third team involved? Let's throw out a Philadelphia, a Thaddeus Young, and some of their young players, and get three teams involved to make this work out salary-wise for everybody.
I think that's a distinct possibility, and I wouldn't be surprised if that ends up what's happening. You end up getting a Philadelphia who wants to get involved in trade talks. They have a lot of little assets, or a lot of big assets, and you know, they'd be willing to take back some things to help you out and help their cause, because they're not thinking about – they're thinking like the Cavs were the past 4 years. Let's go get assets and collect these things and not worry so much about winning games while we let Nerlens Noel and Joel Embiid develop and build around them. You know, they're thinking 4 or 5 years from now. So you certainly could get a Philadelphia involved. a Boston would be okay getting involved. The problem with them is they want Love as much as you do. But you know, some of those teams, some of those other teams, Sacramento's looking to wheel and deal. These teams can all, you know, act as a third team facilitator and not expect you to give them the moon back as long as they can get some picks or some young players, you know, even end of the bench guys or salary, expiring salary. So a lot of things can happen if you get that third team involved somehow.
So let's say, for the sake of our conversation here, they end up getting Kevin Love here. Now, LeBron, as you mentioned, he and LeBron played together in London, 2012 Olympics, 8 games, gold medal winners. Kevin Love averaged 11.6 points per game, 7.6 rebounds. LeBron averaged 13.3 points, 5.6 rebounds, 5.6 assists. I looked it up tonight. So there were 5 guys that averaged in double figures. They were able to share the ball for the betterment of the team. Are there enough basketballs to go around if you have LeBron, Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving, and let's say Dion Waiters stays on this team? Is that going to be a problem, or are they going to be able to put their egos aside a la the San Antonio Spurs because it could lead to winning a championship?
I think that, you know, at first, yeah, Kenny, it'd probably be a little bit of an issue and not a contentious issue, but an issue. Guys have to adjust to each other's styles. You know, we saw that in Miami at first. Remember when LeBron first went there in 2010, they were struggling a little bit to get off the ground. It just wasn't, they didn't hit the ground running by any stretch because there's an adjustment period there. And especially with a young team, young players like Kyrie Irving and Dion Waiters and even Kevin Love a little bit, still, you wouldn't consider him super young, but he's still a pretty young guy. So, you know, yeah, I think it would eventually, or at first it would be a struggle, but eventually I just think LeBron, because he is such a facilitator and is such a winner, you know, now he's a winner. He's come back as a winner with credentials, 2 championships. He would rub off on the other guys. That's the thing about LeBron, is he's a happy passer, and that rubs off on other guys because they see the value of the pass. And I don't, you know, I don't think Kyrie Irving or Dion Waiters are ball hogs by any stretch. I think that they needed a creative coach, a little more creative coach on the offensive end last year, a better fit, and therefore I think that's where guys super offensive-minded, especially David Blatt's offensive-minded, but Tyronn Lue, that's where he's kind of made his mark as an assistant, as a passionate offensive coach. So I think that they'll be fine eventually. It might take a little bit of an adjustment at first, though.
What about the flip side of things? Kevin Love isn't known for his defense. Kyrie isn't known for his defense. Dion is not known for his defense. Anthony, and the list goes on and on and on. The only one that's really known for his defense is LeBron, and I'll throw Andy in there a little bit. It would be great rebounding and offensively to bring in a Kevin Love. What about the negative side defensively? How much does it hurt them, and how much would that be a concern?
Well, it'd be a little bit of a concern. And LeBron's not a great one-on-one defender either. He's a great stepping in the passing lanes guy, you know, and getting out in the break. But a lot of it would be contingent on, you know, the whole defense on a string philosophy, as well as the fact you really, and they know this, and they're trying to do it. It's tough to do because there's not a lot of guys in free agency. They're trying to go out and find a rim protector, and they're not having any luck right now. They may have to do that with a small trade and get a backup 7-footer who can come in and, you know, guard the rim, because, as you mentioned, a lot of these guys, their guys are going to drive around them. There's going to be a lot of help. They're going to have a lot of work on defense, even if Andrew Wiggins is here. You know, I mean, he has potential as a very good defensive stopper, a Scottie Pippen type defensively, you know, who can guard point guard, shooting guard, small forwards, and he's got that potential and that athleticism and those smarts defensively. He's got good instincts defensively, but there's going to be a learning curve for him defensively too. So even if they don't go make that trade and get Love, they're still going to struggle, I think, a little bit defensively, but they should be able to put up 118 a night, so that should help quite a bit, you know, try to outscore people. But as you know, as the playoffs get here, you got to be better defensively, and I just think, you know, they'll get that figured out as time goes.
All right, 30 seconds or less in answer here. He'll be 26 when the season starts. He's 6'10", 243 pounds, a 3-time All-Star. Kevin Love, your gut feeling, is he coming to the Cavaliers?
My gut feeling is, yes, he will come to the Cavaliers before the season starts. I don't know that trade will happen tomorrow. I wouldn't be surprised. Kenny, if it happens during training camp in October. You know, because right now the Cavaliers don't want to give up Wiggins. They want to try to make this, you know, Kyrie Irving, Andrew Wiggins at shooting guard, LeBron James small forward, Kevin Love at power forward, and you get that rim protector at center, and then you're set. So I think it'll come down later rather than sooner.
And you and I are in agreement. I think Kevin Love ends up here as well at some point. The question is, what do they have to give up to get him? That's what David Griffin is getting paid the big bucks to decide. We'll see how it plays out. We always appreciate the time from you. You can check Sam Amico out each and every day at FoxSportsOhio.com. And what's the Twitter handle once again, Sam Amico?
It's just Sam Amico, FSO, as in Fox Sports Ohio.
Real simple. Check him out each and every day. Sam, thanks so much, buddy. Talk to you soon.
All right, Kenny, I'm sure we'll talk soon. Take it easy.
Hope you enjoyed the Rotor Report. It was brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444, or you can check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.